Yangon. Myanmar's military-backed parliament has passed a new law allowing the death penalty for people who force others to work in online scam centers through abduction, detention, torture, or other forms of violence. The anti-online scam law, approved on Tuesday, is the first legislation enacted by Myanmar's new government led by President Min Aung Hlaing, the former military chief who seized power in the 2021 coup. Parliament Speaker Aung Lyn Dwe announced the law during a live parliamentary session, while lawmakers confirmed that the provision for capital punishment remained unchanged in the final version. Under the new law, anyone found guilty of detaining, torturing, or using violence to force a person into online scam operations can face prison terms ranging from 10 years to life. If the abuse results in the victim's death, courts can impose the death penalty. The law also provides life imprisonment for those who operate online scam compounds or organize cryptocurrency-related fraud. Myanmar has become one of Southeast Asia's main hubs for online scam networks in recent years. Criminal groups operating from heavily guarded compounds have targeted victims around the world through fake investment schemes, romance scams, and other forms of cyber fraud. While some people joined these operations voluntarily, many foreign nationals rescued from scam centers have reported being trafficked across borders, held against their will, and subjected to physical abuse if they refused to work. The expansion of these criminal networks has been linked to the country's prolonged conflict following the 2021 military takeover. The instability has allowed organized crime groups to establish large-scale scam operations in areas where state control is weak. Min Aung Hlaing became president earlier this year after elections that excluded detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her party. The polls were widely criticized by Western governments and democracy groups, which questioned their credibility. Critics also argue that the military-backed parliament largely supports the government's decisions without significant opposition.